When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it is Thursday and it is your daily news here on Red Men News. I am Paul Machen, I am joined by Chris Pajak and we have partnered with Unibet for this transfer window. Thank you very much to those wonderful, wonderful people. If you want more and the latest on transfers and some in-depth analysis, blog posts, etc., etc., check out their blog. I'll put the link, /Simon, we'll put the link before Chris gets onto it again in the video description underneath. Some brilliant stuff on there. Ross wrote stuff earlier in the window. There's a piece coming up from us in the next couple of days as well, so do get over there using that link. Chris, before we dive into it, because we've got Keanu Hoover to cover, some follow-up on his new contract from David Maddock. Rumours from Indy Kyler and some of the tapping around the Super
Indy
Cup
Kyler,
as well. Nothing but the rumours. To talk about, worth mentioning once again, it was out on Monday. There's a clip going out for it. Is it out?
Today.
We didn't put it out, did we? It's going out today. There's a clip from the Ian Club interview going out, but the full thing is on the redmentv.com. Chris got to sit down with him for 23 of his precious, precious minutes. It was some of the fascinating stuff, I think.
It's up there with the best 23 minutes of my life.
How many? Yeah. Cumulatively, you've amassed some good 23 minutes.
No, not cumulatively.
never 23 cumulatively good minutes. That was the best. I really enjoyed the stuff you talked to him about like the roles that the likes of Pep Landers and all that play in his management style and his coaching and stuff, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, I think that's it, isn't it? I think, you know, he obviously has a lot of interviews, you know that from last year, and you know it's making sure that you're talking about different things to the other people, because you don't want to bring an interview out with him that's already been released earlier,
yeah,
because someone does audio or something like that and they can get it out the same day, or they're writing an article about it. So it's about making sure that you're trying to find things out that A, you're interested in, and mm-hmm. I'm interested in. Hopefully the viewers will be interested in as well. Feedback's been absolutely fantastic. Loved what Jürgen Klopp was saying about him. It is coaches shaping who he is as a manager. Absolutely superb.
Yeah, brilliant. And obviously a lot of it relates to, of course, the situation in Liverpool, in their approach for the new season, a rallying cry for the fans, which you'll be able to see us here for free on YouTube. But the full thing is available right now on the redmentv.com. Sign up. It's completely free for the first month. So you get that. You get our exclusive with the likes of Divock Origi, Genie Wijnaldum, Virgil van Dijk. Prior to the Champions League final, Chris sat down with Jordan Henderson, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. We went over to Rome to speak to Lucas Leiva a little while ago now, but it's still amazing.
That was
a boss little, 36 hours or whatever
crazy,
it ended up being.
Crazy days.
So, loads of amazing content. And because Liverpool won a game last night, there's the instant match reaction from Ross and Tom over in Switzerland. You can go and react to that game as well. Anyway, let's dive into the news for today. Keanu Hoover, it was announced yesterday before the match, Chris. 17-year-old put pen to paper on terms. He said, "I'm really happy to have signed here. I need to be realistic. I hope to make some minutes in the first team this year, of course, but I know I'll probably play more games for the under-23s. I like the kid's attitude. I think he's been brilliant in pre-season so far.
Yeah, and he looked really good last night as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, especially every time he puts his foot on the ball, he looks like someone who... He doesn't look to me like a centre-back who's playing right back.
No.
Joe Gomez looks like a centre-back who's playing right back.
Yeah.
At times when you cross the halfway line.
Mm-hmm.
But this kid doesn't. You know, yeah. He gets the cross ultimately that we get a goal from. Obviously, it's an own goal and stuff, but puts the ball in, decent little ball, stuff like that, into the corridor of uncertainty.
Absolutely.
Or just outside.
Yeah.
So, he looks brilliant. I mean, he signed a 3-year deal, which is the maximum that you can sign at his age. He's still mm-hmm. only 17. He's already been here a year. And by all accounts, from what Dave Maddock is reporting, Paul, Klopp wants him as part of this first team, and he'll get him minutes across the back line this season.
I think that's the really interesting thing, because we're starting to accumulate these 16, 17, 18-year-olds who are massively talented, and you can see how good they are. And they actually, they've either got incredible technique, well, they've all got pretty much incredible technique, but yeah, a lot of them have the physical attributes as well required. And I wasn't sure going into pre-season whether it might be another year too soon for Hoover. But, as I say, we've seen him in pre-season, he has impressed, particularly at right back. And obviously Dave Baddock now, as you say, coming out there. That makes sense to me. Now, probably not necessarily, there'll be some people who will still clamour for Liverpool to go out and buy another another right back, another left back, etc. Maybe another centre half, I don't know. But when you look at the talent that he's got at 17 years old, I think just the handful of games that he's going to get this season are going to bring him on so much more than like him just playing under 23s.
Or absolutely, you Paul. And this is what it's about, isn't it? Everyone will make their own mind up on this. But Alberto Moreno played 160 minutes in the Premier League last season. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're telling me that Keanu Hoover can play 160 minutes at left back, or James Milner can play 160 minutes at left back, I'll say, yeah, absolutely. Don't need to spend 20 million quid on someone to back up Andy Robertson. Because ultimately, that is all they're going to be. Mm-hmm. He's the best left back in the world, Andy Robertson. Yeah. Who are you signing to replace him? There's no one better.
Yeah.
So you're signing a backup. Why waste £20 million when you've got lads like Keanu Hoover, when you've got Larucci, when you've got Adam Lewis coming through, you think are going to be good players?
Yeah. Bad teams spend money on backups. Good teams promote from within and develop the players in to fill those positions. Like, it gets overseen, but Barcelona do that. Mm. That's the point of La Masia, is that you're meant to bring players through. You dot your team out with world-class talent to keep the overall level up when you need to and you replace as necessary, but the rest of your squad gets filled out with lads that are brought up in your style of playing football. So, very encouraging. And there's a comment there. I assume they'll give him a five-year deal once he turns 80. Oh, they can give him a five-year deal, and yeah, obviously, yeah, as you mentioned, three is all he can do. So yeah, Indy Kyle tweeted wonderful as ever, don't go to bed thing, which has been a prevalent this pre-season. Big Liverpool news, not really. I'm putting this on very much under the suspect.
So it's not
category.
News.
Well, no.
Okay.
Yeah, rumours.
Just checking.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's got. I love the way this is written. This is the perfect example of getting your word count up. When it comes to transfer talk, Manchester United are the team getting the most coverage at the moment. The pursuit of Paulo Dybala and the possible swap deal involving Romelu Lukaku, blah, 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 blah. Another player they've been heavily linked with at the summer is Bruno Fernandes, and fans could be forgiven for thinking that it's only a matter of time before he's presented as a United player. However, Indy Kyler has received a DM from one of his most trusted sources. Who has it? Presumably, like that mayo dip from KFC. Who has a massive Twitter following, advising that Liverpool are still interested in the Portuguese midfielder and could be ready to challenge their long-time rivals for a signature. Anybody in football follows this person on social media, so when he gives info, you can be sure that there's truth to it. Yeah, brilliant. Well, he still makes Man United favourite. He told me not to rule out an offer from the Champions League holders in a late move, which could ignite the transfer window.
There's a few things here that I've got an issue with, right? If this guy is the guy, mm-hmm. and this guy regularly puts his neck on the line because he must do to have thousands upon thousands of followers, why is he not tweeting this information to, pump up that profile?
Mm. Maybe that's not why he's famous.
What's he famous for, do you think?
Could be scuba diving? Just a pundit or something, couldn't
it? Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Could be like, I don't know, it's going to be someone crap, isn't it?
It's DiMaggio. It's all DiMaggio.
Yeah, but he would definitely would. There's no way DiMaggio would be...
Unless it's such a 5,000 to one outside.
Well, DiMaggio doesn't do embargoes, does he? Like, you know what I mean? So it would be out there in the public domain. Yeah, I love a bit of Indy Kyle bollocks. It's kept
brilliant.
Me going. Yeah, Indy Kyle bollocks and poorly translated foreign websites. For transfers is what's been keeping me going for this. I'll be honest on him, Chris. I hadn't seen him. We've been heavily linked all summer. We've talked about him ad nauseum at times. But having seen him play in the flesh, he's exactly the kind of player I think Liverpool should be targeting.
He looked their best player, didn't he, when we played them the other week. And, you know, it's pre-season. It's difficult to. I wouldn't sign a player off one 90-minute game. Mm-hmm. Watching him during pre-season.
What did you think of Harvey Elliott last night?
Best player in the world. It's not 90 minutes though, was it? It was 30. You can make snap judgments on 30 minutes, you know what I mean? Harvey Elliott, Ballon d'Or winner, 2022.
Yeah, did it first.
End of.
Yeah.
The lad's incredible.
Yeah, he is.
He just floats
amazing.
Around the pitch with that left foot of his. But, you know, back onto Bruno Fernandes, he looked the best player for Sporting by a country mile. He looks like the type of player that Liverpool wants. He plays in the position, left-hand side, that Liverpool wants.
Yeah.
Someone for probably their weakest position of all of them. Still not sure it's going to be done.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it? Because Chris Baskin was tweeting last week that he felt that there was one senior player still to come in potentially in the transfer window. I just wonder, I'd just like to know whether he's actually on the list of targets or not. Because if he's just not, like, there's been, I don't think there's, have there been denials about it? I don't think they have. I mean, I think Liverpool have been a lot better at that this season, just not engaging with that kind of stuff. But if he's on the list of targets, I see no reason why we wouldn't make a move for him.
If he's on the list of targets, I guess we'd already have him.
I don't think. I think the issue we've got is if it depends what we're looking at a transfer fee. I think if you're talking 40, 50 million, Liverpool might. I think if you're talking in excess of that, I just don't think there's a chance, because I think it boils down to that. There's a pot of money that I think they would rather spend on other players who probably aren't available now but might well become available. And unfortunately, we live in this footy manager world where your budgets just replenish every year. Yeah, none of us ever thinks to save our budget up for two seasons, because it's madness, because buying players is so much fun. But, you know,
I kind of equate it to this. I know you love an analogy and stuff, and there's two ways that you can look at this as an analogy, I reckon. You're buying a new phone with 2 months to go, right? What do? Your contract runs out, but the new iPhone, let's say, comes out in 2 months.
You buy yourself out of your contract.
Do you wait for the new iPhone to come out and buy that? Which is what I think Jürgen Klopp did with Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah.
He knew it was going to be available in January. He just waited, saved his money.
I'm with you.
Bought it in January. Or do you go for a cheaper option? You know, the last iPhone, right, at the end. But you know it's not as good going into it. Yeah. Are you just accepting that? And I don't think you can do that with football.
Can you put up with your... And it's not like Liverpool are carrying around a smashed screen and a fucking flat battery.
Yeah.
So we can afford...
I think they're just waiting for the new iPhone.
Yeah.
I don't think Bruno Fernandes is said new iPhone.
Okay, well there you go. Let us know your thoughts then in the comments. I was going to come to it in a second. But lastly, we were asked to promote this by the wonderful people at the Liverpool Official Turkey Supporters Club. Obviously, the Super Cup is over there. In a couple of weeks' time, they've got two events coming up. Jamie Webster's going to be at both of them. There's a Reds night party.
He's had a busy summer, hasn't he?
He has had a very busy summer. He's been jetting off to America and standing on stadium roofs. It's been genuinely incredible.
Living the life.
Absolutely. So, yeah, there's a party night, which I think is much more like your standard kind of thing that Liverpool have done a lot through the summer, a bit of a party and whatever. But there's also a boat cruise on the Bosphorus, which includes one bottle of beer, 4-hour cruise, a belly dance show.
That may or may not be.
Because we're in Turkey. we're going to be there. So, if you're going to be there, then join us. It's going to be
a good night. If Gibbo's not on the DJ performance, something's going wrong.
And also doing the belly dance with you.
Awesome. Gibbo, I'm ready for it. Let's have about 10 pints and
do it. So the tweet is there. We'll make sure the tweet is in the tweets on the at the Redmen TV Twitter account. So you can go and find that there if you want more information. But yeah, other than that, your comment in a moment. But don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching this on YouTube. Coming up on 20,000 subscribers. Let's make that happen. If you're watching and you're not subscribed, then subscribe now. Click the notification bell to be notified when we go live. Although it's generally speaking 12:30. Monday to Friday.
Unless, you know, Si and Tom aren't here, in which case,
just
a video at 1 o'clock because we can't remember how to do it live.
All bets are off. Si, what have you got for us?
Not really related to anything we've said, but it was an interesting question. Stevie Pullman says, good morning, guys. Morning. Who will be our top goal scorer this season?
Oh, you shouted Mane last season. I said you were ridiculous for saying it. He then became joint top goal scorer.
He did, but in doing so, I had Salah and him as top goal, and he only paid out on one of them, which I was devastated about. It was about £4 a one. I see no reason why Sadio Mane can't do it again, to be perfectly honest.
Harvey Elliott.
No, I think Salah. I think Salah's probably the safer, just in terms of, because of, I don't know how well Mane's going to last this season, because he hasn't had a pre-season to speak of, whether that might just impact them later on. But if he stays fit and firing all season, we maybe rotate him a touch more just to keep him fresh. No reason why.
I think Firmino scores 25 to 30 goals this season, by the way, all comps.
Wow.
I think there's a big step up for Firmino this year.
Okay, interesting. I'd expect similar from last season, to be honest, again, a fatigue thing, because he's another one who just needs... He could do with a summer off.
He could absolutely
do with a summer. But, yeah, you know, let us know yours, who you think the Liverpool's top goal scorer is going to be. Si, who do you think is going to be the top goal scorer?
Salah.
A couple of
comments on Bruno Fernandes. Mm-hmm. So, X3 vote says Bruno's perfect. Left wing, attacking mid player, long range specialist, creative, good age and price. Why would we not go for him? And DVL Elite says, in my opinion, Fernandes is a must. He's a work engine, has one of the best technability I've ever seen. He is absolute class. There ain't many players I watch and makes me feel speechless.
Yeah. Wow, speechless. There you go.
You can type those sort of sound.
Well, that's absolutely, as long as you can do that, you're fine. Or scribble it on some sort of whiteboard. I think that's absolutely fine. There's been such a clamour for him all summer. It has to come from somewhere. And as I haven't seen him in the flesh for the first time, you can spot. It's easy to spot a player. I think, you know, you put a lot of blind faith into a lot of lads down over the years, but the ones who are truly really, really good tend to stand out, and he stood out for
them. I think the other thing for me is I generally watch Liverpool players. So if I notice someone who's playing for the opposition, I think they've got to be playing really, really well. Like,
trying to watch our... for Leon last night, because I know Liverpool are meant to, according to Dave Maddock, are interested. Had no idea when he was playing half the time, because he didn't stand out for me. Whereas Bruno Fernandes gave us so many problems in pre-season, and in addition to Mignolet. Right, there we go. We're going to wrap that up there. Thank you very much for your comments. Thank you very much for your likes, for your shares, and of course your subscribes to the YouTube channel. Keep them coming in. We'll be back tomorrow at 12:30 with more Red Men news. Until then, see you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.